You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Kate Constable and Rick Chapsky, and we have a huge NFL odds boost for all of you today for this weekend on Justin Jefferson to have over 7.5 receptions and a touchdown, boosted to plus 350 at Caesars when the Vikings go up against the Jets this weekend. He hit this last week against the Patriots when he had 9 receptions and a touchdown. So there is huge value in Justin Jefferson to do this again here.
Yes, I like this play a lot, Lucy. If you look at his numbers for this season, yes, he hit it last week and he hit it, I think, two or three weeks ago, but overall hasn't gone over this receptions a whole lot. But what I like about this at this point of the season is that we just saw the Vikings against the Patriots defense, and that's very similar to the Jets defense. And what the Vikings did in that game was just these short, little, efficient passes downfield. They didn't try and throw like too many deep balls. They had 358 yards on 66 plays. So the more plays that the Vikings are running, these little small short routes, the more opportunities for receptions for Justin Jefferson. Because if he gets a couple really deep long balls, Kirk might not be going back to him so much in these short scenarios. So I think the volume of passes that are going to be thrown or plays really benefit Justin Jefferson in this. So I like him going over 7.5 receptions. And then he's gone and had 3 touchdowns in his last 4 games. So he's Kirk's favorite target right now.
Yeah, you nailed it there. The 3 things that Kirk Cousins hates is primetime games, pressure, right, and tight man coverage. The Jets run a lot of zone, and that's exactly what you were talking about there. They're going to throw the ball a lot, get Jefferson in these little windows, short passes, get those reception numbers up. And so that's why I like that. He's hit it 5 of 11 games. It's not as if he hasn't ever hit this number. He does it a lot, and he's done it so far this season. It's the touchdown thing that's going to be interesting here, but he scored 3 of his last 4 games after having a really weird lull in the middle of the season. I think he scored twice in week 1 and then took like 7 weeks off without scoring. But I think Cousins has finally realized, man, that is my go-to guy. I need to score. I'm going to him. And so 3 of his last 4 has scored a touchdown. So fun boost here on a weekend and a tease for my play.
Oh, I like it. Horizontal or vertical tease. I can't remember which, but that is a tease nonetheless.
Check in with me at 6:26 and I'll tell you who's going to win this game.
After these messages, wait for another. Yeah. So I like that tease. That is perfect. I can't wait to hear about that. And head to betql.com/boost to see all of today's best odds boosts, including this one at plus 350 at Caesars to get in on that and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at RickCZ1, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets, as were teased, I'm going with the Bucks tonight, the Milwaukee Bucks, -8.5 against the Lakers. So the Bucks come into this game with a far superior 15-5 record on the season to the Lakers' 8-12 record, and they've covered spreads against the Cavaliers and Mavericks in their last couple games. The Bucks have, meanwhile. The Lakers have only covered the spread in one of their last 2 games after failing to cover against the Pacers as the favorite in that 1-point loss. The Bucks just took down the Knicks 109-103, and I think they will keep that rolling against the Lakers and cover the spread here in this one against the Lakers -8.5.
I'm also going to go with a best bet out of the NBA today. I like the Pelicans -7 in San Antonio. I think this number should be double digits. The Spurs are not very good. Pelicans are good. The only reason it's not is because CJ McCollum and Brandon Ingram are both questionable. It's looking like McCollum might play and Ingram might sit. But either way, I don't really care if they both play or if they both sit, because Zion Williamson is going to be the key to this game. San Antonio's interior defense is so soft. And Jakob Poeltl, their starting center, is out tonight, or is at least missed last game, is questionable. So I think he's sitting. That's what it looks like it's going to be tonight, which makes their rotations inside extra thin. And between Giannis Valanciunas and Williamson, I think the Pelicans are just going to absolutely clean up inside. So I like them laying the points in San Antonio.
Love the NBA plays. I'm going to go to NFL on a Sunday. We talked about the Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to take them -3 here at home against the New York Jets. Did we forget that the Minnesota Vikings are 9-2? I know a lot of their advanced statistics are telling you they may not be 9-2, but they still are. They still beat the Buffalo Bills on the road. They still threw those passes. They still made those plays and won that game. Now they get the New York Jets at home, and I'm sorry, the New York Jets don't get a parade because they beat the Bears at home in a torrential downpour with the Mike White experience at quarterback. You know, you got rid of the MILF Hunter and you got the Mike White experience. I like it. But Justin Fields is out of that game. The Bears don't play defense. And now you have to go to a place where the Minnesota Vikings have a great home field advantage. Yeah. They're going to be playing a team that plays a little bit of a zone. It doesn't pressure the quarterback too often. That's exactly what Kirk Cousins likes. Minnesota will be able to score the ball, and the Jets really rely on their defense. Let's see what White does against a team that really wants to play and wants to win. And I think Minnesota will win this one and cover that -3.
Love it. Paid off on that tease big time. I agree with you on that. Love these picks today. Subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.